Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, you want to hear something neat?
I do.
When we got to the desert where my mom lives and we parked the RV, we needed to go to the store, so we took her car.
Your mom's car.
My mom's car. Uh-huh. And we get in her car and we, you know, pull it out of the garage, around the RV and down the driveway and out onto the street. And as I'm driving out to the store, I notice that we're listening to Froggy, whatever channel. This country, my mom listens to country. Her station is Froggy. And it says right on the little screen, Odyssey.com. And I'm all, Odyssey. Oh, look at my mom supporting the crew.
Look at that.
Nice. Way to go, Sandy.
Nice, Sandy. Nice.
So we listened to Froggy in the desert there on our drive
in
to the store.
In the desert. We
Very
had
nice.
The Odyssey app and we could listen to all our shows.
Nice.
Thank you.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank recently gave $40,000 grant to the East Bay Regional Park District so they could purchase three automotive life-saving tools.
Oh.
New equipment allows... Sorry. Yeah, that's... No, that's right. The new equipment allows the fire department to respond to a growing number of vehicle accidents on Alameda and Contra Costa County's park back roads.
Oh! You guys stop having accidents in the park.
So these must be like, you know, the jaws of life
yeah,
type things.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
You know, can openers for cars or whatever.
Right, automotive life-saving tools. Nice.
Okay, so it's summer officially now, and California is open officially now.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Best summer ever!
I don't know about that, but it's nice to be back.
It's going to feel like it.
It's nice to be back for sure.
Hi.
Where should I begin? I guess with the heat wave. So we had...
We had one.
I don't have to tell you. That was for real. Like,
yep.
Where we were down in the desert, it was 110, 111 on one of the days. I know looking at some news stories up north, also got super hot. Sacramento, Redding, just scorching. Here were some of the things that people were... And by the way, so we're in a break from that now, a little weather break, but we've got another one coming based on the news I was reading. I don't know if it'll be as bad. Hopefully not, because...
Right.
I expected them to have turned our power off while we were gone.
Oh.
We weren't here, but I figured...
Did they,
oh,
or you got home and it was...
It didn't happen. So luckily that didn't happen, but that's going to start happening. You can expect it, right?
Right.
Anyway, Google Trends put out some stats on what people were Googling during the first biggest heat wave of the year. The top near me searches including swimming pools near me. Water parks near me. Pools near me.
Ice machines.
Strawberry picking near me.
Oh.
Strawberry picking.
That's fun.
Yeah, but that's hot.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen how that works, you're bending over.
Yeah,
that's not good. I don't know why.
But if you bring your children, they're very short and they can pick the strawberries for you.
Oh, all right. Sure. Okay. You want to get out of the house? I get that. I know. I was thinking, I've lived in the South Bay for, I don't know, however many years, right?
Yeah.
I still haven't been to the Raging Waters that's down here.
Oh.
And I don't know what I'm thinking. Water parks are the best. And then I brought it up to the missus, and she looked at me like, we can't go do that. You can't wear a mask for that. We can't go. What are you, crazy? And then I looked it up, and I think they've been closed the whole time. And
you'd
they just reopened, like, last Friday.
I don't know the name of the water park, but there was one that opened, and everyone had to live. It was like everybody got diarrhea at the same time. Yeah, like, I'm not kidding.
So the hot dogs were bad?
I don't know, but TMZ had the story. And I can't remember what the name of the place was, but I was like, that's a name I really should. I don't go to a lot of water parks, so I feel pretty safe. But still, you don't want to go to the diarrhea park.
No, you sure don't.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't heard that story, but I was thinking it'd be a cool thing to do. And it turns out, since, you know, there's still a pandemic, even though we're out of this, I don't get to go.
Yeah. You can go. You're back.
Searches for beaches, swimming pools, skyrocketed. Closest pool, as I already said. The phrase "signs of heat stroke" jumped. These are searches people were making during the heat wave we just saw. Most of us just survived.
You got to be really careful.
Headache from the heat is up 250%. Heat exhaustion in dogs jumped up a lot. Top searches for kids: sprinklers for kids, plastic pools for kids. Splash pad for it. And all these things in California are probably, they're a problem because we are in a drought.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this is going to go. If we're going to have more heat waves than normal plus be in a drought, that's bad news. Sunscreens were also searched for. Ceiling fans are getting put in record numbers. So
yeah. You got to have a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Especially over your bed. Oh, my God. I live for, you know, on a hot night, and you just can't get comfortable. You crank that thing up and just pull all the covers off and just lay spread eagle on the bed like, cool me down. Feels so good.
Speaking of heat and summer, the Summer Olympics apparently are still going to happen.
So it seems.
They've been doing
the... I got a sweatshirt for it.
Oh,
what?
How'd you get that?
Nice.
I have the hookup.
You do.
You got connections.
I've got the
look
hookup.
At that. Is that like
is that the Japanese sun?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it closer to you guys.
Yeah, we can see it. It looks great.
I got my dad one too for Father's Day.
Really nice.
Because like whether it happens or it doesn't, it's still history.
That'll be a
right.
Item if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, they're right now operating as if it's going to happen. The athletes are already arriving in Japan, and a Ugandan Olympian tested positive for the virus upon arrival in Japan.
Did they turn
so
them right around?
So this is the first detection as athletes head to Tokyo, and it's early. We're still weeks away from the actual start of the Olympics, but... That's not great news. Let's hope this is an isolated incident. They say this athlete had the vaccine, but had taken the AstraZeneca, which is, you know how we had, there were different.
Yes. There was the Pfizer. There was
the Pfizer.
Moderna.
The,
Johnson.
Right. And those were both in the 90 percentile. Yes. And then the AstraZeneca was less. I can't remember the number, and I don't want to slander anybody, but it was less than. The other two, but that's the vaccine this athlete had taken and still tested positive. I'm sure they have to retest to make sure that wasn't a false positive. But either way, that person's now been pulled and is isolated, and anyone who's been in contact with that person also has to deal. So it's going to be one of those things we've seen happening in football and baseball and other sports as they've tried to continue to do stuff.
It was inevitable.
Right. No, you're right. But there's the first story.
Hopefully the last story too.
The Olympic trials have been on TV a lot over the past week. I've watched one of the I lived in Eugene, Oregon for 4 years and Eugene.
Hey Eugene.
I loved it there, and that's where the trials are. They've got a beautiful Nike has basically built an entire facility for this.
That's
and
awesome.
It was really neat to watch as this, I mean, these are the U.S. trials. So at one moment I'm like, wait, is that one of ours? And then I'm like, oh, right. Everybody.
They're all one of ours. Yeah.
Everybody's American. But this lady was trying to make this. If she got a certain time, she went straight through. Like she was in.
Like her record was so good that.
Like,
that
well, they just have a time where if you can beat this time, you're in.
Oh, okay.
And otherwise, you have to race against everybody else, and it's a seeding order. But she, we're watching her go for this time, and I'm suddenly riveted, like, oh my God, lady, what is your name? You're incredible. Go, lady, go. She pulled it by seconds, but she got it. I'll look it up because I should know this, but it was really neat. Like, I've got that Olympic vibe now from it.
The Olympics are great. They really are, and they sort of take us over for a couple of weeks, and it is fun. It's great.
I'm very much looking forward to it, and I hope they're able to give it the justice it deserves, because these athletes are, in fact, incredible.
Yep.
Superheroes, and they go and they you know, I get all choked up.
They train with pinpoint accuracy for that date, and if it doesn't happen, then it's...
But they compete for their country, and that chokes me up. I like it. I fall for that every time. Like, you know, that's our...
America.
That's our lady, or that's our guy, or whatever. Yeah. You know, you kind of got like, yeah, I'll root
America.
For you.
America! Yeah!
Bleep, yeah! Or something. Anyway. Elf ears, everyone.
Yeah, elf ears. What about it?
Apparently, they're the new plastic surgery trend in China.
Oh. People want an elf ear, huh? That's a pretty
pointy
permanent change.
Elven ears are not the norm.
No.
Most people aren't born with them. A girl I dated and liked a lot, actually, was very funny and charming. And one of the things she told me about herself when we were, you know, hanging out was she said, I had to get plastic surgery on my ears. And I was like, what? Who does that? What are you talking about? And she said, my ears used to stick out and all the kids teased me. And I was like, oh, no. What? And so she had to have her ears, I don't know what they call that, whatever
they
the
pin
surgery.
Them back. Yeah.
She pinned back, whatever it is. So that's my experience with this ear thing. But apparently in China, that's a desired look. Your ears actually coming out and showing...
And being pointy on top.
Well, they're not actually putting the points on the ears. Oh. What they're doing is they're bringing the ears out, and they're saying here that it makes the results are obvious. You can clearly see the ears from the front when you look at a person.
Oh.
They say,
you know, what
it makes your face look slimmer and more attractive when you're... That's the post-surgery look, but...
That's
I don't
interesting
know
because they this woman, you really can't even see her ears in the front. She does look darling with her ears poked forward. So I was picturing we're putting points on our ears.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really more just we're putting a wedge behind them to
As
force them outward.
As we continue to get closer and closer to, what's the name of the Hunger Games? What's that the name of that town?
The Capitol?
The Capitol.
The right. Capitol. As we get closer to the Capitol and the... The
carved beards and the weird hair and the, everyone's
all
jacked up there.
Yeah, it's,
in the Capitol.
Well, weren't they doing surgeries at
the
Capitol
sure.
too?
All kinds of, they were all, everybody was all modified.
Well, a lot of women in China are paying about $2,000 to get this elf ear thing. And a surgeon there says, I'm doing six a day. It's become a thing. So I don't know if that'll come here or not, but many young people are into
it. Is it a known Chinese thing that they have tight to their head ears? Like sticking out like Dumbo ears at all. They just look like the lady looks like she's got normal ears in the before and after we saw it. Like after the fact, it looks like she has kind of normal looking ears.
Yeah. I don't see the point behind it myself, but. That's the trend, and I don't doubt that
there it is.
It will continue and only grow from there, especially if it's making news worldwide. All right. How's my time? Oh, I'm good. It looks like the blue hairs have gotten into texting finally.
Oh.
You know, your
mom...
Yeah,
I just picked that up recently.
Always calling and leaving long messages on your machine, which I have disabled for that reason. Mm-hmm. You can't leave a message for me. And I have people go, you know, your machine doesn't work. Oh, is that right?
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, well, it's because of long 2-minute messages from people who think that I'm going to sit through that whole thing need to stop.
I love that they transcribe it now, so you can kind of read down and get the gist and then just delete it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, well, you wouldn't know this because you don't let people leave you messages, but now there's a thing where it transcribes the whole thing. So it's reading it to you, but it's, you know, or you're hearing the message, but you can also just scroll through it. It's good.
Apparently, the blue hairs have gotten with the program. Not only do they use their text machine, they actually prefer it now, or at least a percentage of seniors are good with texting as opposed to having to make the phone call. So nice to see them coming along and getting with it.
Bringing the boomers along.
I texted you hello. That's got to be good enough for today, all right? Thank you.
That's it.
Sheesh. Speaking of, our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys, especially after, you know, a long vacation.
Yes.
Oh, here you go. Oh, my God, says 650. I had plastic surgery on my ears because they stuck out. Had them pinned back when I was 7.
Oh, when you were 7.
That's,
wow.
It's like the story of the girl. I'm wondering if that's the girl I dated. It can't be.
Lots of people with floppy ears, you know.
That's the story.
But it's Olympic, funny. Big ears, I think, are so cute.
Well, it's cute, and then there's a point where you want to be something other than cute, and you're now still the person with the big ears. I get it. Yeah. I mean,
just get
you
big
know,
hair. That's all.
Especially as a parent, you're like, oh, my God, everything our about you is wonderful. Yeah. And then they go out into the general public, and someone goes, ha, ha, and points at your
Dumbo.
Whatever. Name it.
Right. Anything.
Right. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, whatever your Achilles
it freckles
is,
your
they'll
hair
find
color,
it and point
your
out.
Elbows, your hands, your feet,
ha, ha,
your knees.
You're old. Hey. Was that
that's
for
hurtful.
Me? What
that's
the heck?
That's hurtful.
That wasn't me either. What's going on?
Oh, really? Now
that
Nicole's
just came
torturing
out of
us?
Nowhere. Yeah. Nicole for sure.
You know.
510 says the Olympic trials for swimming have been in Omaha.
Oh. Omaha. There we go. See Ryan Lochte crying over. He's, you know.
Oh, he's not. He's no longer relevant.
No, he's. I think he's in.
Oh, he got in.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of the 50 stories I scanned this morning, and he was all bawling over it.
Chia.
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 Oh no! It says he didn't make it.
Oh, is that why he's crying? That
yeah.
Makes more
yeah,
sense,
I thought he didn't make it, but that's, you know, if he got in, good. I mean, that's,
no,
that's
it
great.
It says Ryan Lochte's Olympic career likely over after missing out on Tokyo Games.
That's what I saw.
I would think that if he misses out on
and it has
this
a picture
round,
of him crying.
Oh, boo-hoo. So. That is sad. It's sad. He worked hard. I wonder if he would have made it if they happened last year.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Poor guy.
Sarah, the name of the park was Runny Waters.
Oh.
Get it?
The name of what park?
The park where they all got the...
No, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't.
Of course it wasn't. Oh, that's their joke.
That was a good joke. Apparently there's some water park where every single person there all at once got explosive diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't, by the way, I had just brought up when you mentioned that Raging Waters here in the Bay Area.
It's not anything to do
it's
with
not
that.
That.
No.
It's not that. I was looking up Raging Waters in San Jose because I want to go, and I,
right.
I don't know if my mom's gonna. Or well, sorry, gonna my wife's
show.
Gonna let me.
Let's see.
What's happening? Is this the Runny Waters place?
Yeah. NBC was filming a show called Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and I guess there was a huge breakout at the park they were at. I'm looking for the name of the park, but I guess
maybe they've hidden that.
Maybe
they don't want everyone to know.
Oh,
that
it was a
had
TV show?
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't hear that part. All I heard was everyone all at once, explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, they reported up to 40 crew members.
Fell
violently ill. I guess there's some sort of...
So that's a craft services thing, right?
Right.
No. They say there's a microscopic parasite.
Oh, in the water and they all somehow ingested it?
Yeah.
Or sat on it?
Or yeah, however... Yeah.
That sounds such like just what a day. I mean, even as you're living through it, you're like, well, at least I'm gonna have stories out of this. As Vinny snapped off the key in the side of the RV, he went, "Well, that's good for the show."
Well, no, actually, I thought I did look to the bright side, and then of course I was reminded that that's the same. The broken key is the same key that opens our clothes in the underbelly of the. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, I didn't have that. That
and suddenly,
well,
you were in
good
the,
for
in the
air.
Ocean,
I went.
Underpants.
I have no clothes to put on. What?
Oh, that's
what?
That's just good times, Vin. That's
is
just
it
fun? You stop by a Costco, pick up a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. You're all set.
Anyway, Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
It's time to play a game about Metallica.
Oh. Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.